Ladies, as they sing today, this is a beautiful song that they're going to do.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Good song. What will I leave behind? Amen. Bless you, Sister Treva. Amen. 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 Bless you, Brother Wheat. Appreciate the good testimonies. Turn with me, if you will, to Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4, beginning with verse 12. Philippians 4, beginning at verse 12. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's reading from Philippians 4, verses 12 through 20. And, you know, yesterday evening, I was reading the scriptures. As I was reading, I was praying, asking the Lord for guidance, asking the Lord to show me what His will would be for me here this morning as I stood before you. And I wasn't getting anywhere. I wasn't getting anything. I wasn't getting any feeling towards anything. There was no scripture that was jumping out and getting my attention. And so after a while last night, about 8:45, I folded my Bible and laid it aside, and I just got down there in the floor in my study to pray some more and to seek the Lord's will. And I came to a point and I felt, as I have many times, and I can't really explain this to you unless you've been there, but those that are here today, the preachers that are here today, know exactly what I'm talking about. I felt, I would describe it as a sense of desperation and a sense of a great feeling of inadequacy. And I feel that so many times. And as I prayed in that way and began to feel those things, it came to my mind, and I prayed and I said to the Lord, "Lord, I don't know what they need, but I know that You do." And when that happened, the Lord brought this thought to my mind so clearly. And I want to use this today as a title for the message, God Will Supply. God Will Supply. Verse 19 from the scripture lesson today says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." God will supply. And I want to ask today, and I want you to think about this, that how many here today really honestly believe that if you will trust in the Lord, that if you will give your life to the Lord, if you'll give yourself over to God, you know, as Christian people today, we should not live as part-time Christians. We should live our lives as being sold out to the Lord. You know, God doesn't want part of us. He wants it all. He wants all of it. He wants our whole heart. He wants us to serve Him and honor Him wholeheartedly with our lives. God wants more from us than Sunday morning attendance at church. He does. He wants us to honor Him and live for Him throughout the week. And so I came with that question, you know, how many believe that if you will give your life to the Lord, that He will bless you, that He will take care of you, that He will supply your every need according to His riches and glory? Now, we could say that today, but you know, one thing that we learn in the scriptures, and you know, by the way, this is one thing that many of the modern religions have wrong today about faith, and so thereby there are a lot of people being deceived about it. But you know, you can believe in something, or you can believe in someone and fail to trust them. You can believe in the existence of something or someone, and yet you can fail to trust that person. And so the faith that the Bible teaches us about, the faith that is necessary in order for us to be saved, the faith that is necessary in order for us to truly, as God's people, after that we have been saved, to truly place our lives into His hand, is a faith that trusts God with our well-being. Amen. We trust Him. We trust that He knows best. We trust that He will do what's best. We trust that He will direct providence before us throughout the days of our lives. And that if we give our life to the Lord, that God will direct it in such a way that your life will turn out the way that it was supposed to. God has a plan for us. God has a plan for His children. And I'm afraid, are guilty of approaching so many things in life without including God in the plan. But you know, and I want to say this, I guess especially today, to the young Christians that are here. Because you're growing up in a world, honestly, that's tough. I mean, there's a lot of things that we face in life that are difficult. And you need to learn to pray. You need to learn to exercise the gift of prayer in your lives. I believe young people ought to pray about what God has for them to do rather than just picking what you think you would like. You need to pray about where God would have you to go to school. You need to pray about what kind of occupation God would have you to take up. You need to approach God in prayer and seek His will about these things. You need to pray about, as it was made plain to us here just a couple of weeks ago in a wonderful lesson, you need to pray about who your spouse will be. You need to pray about these things of life and then trust God to lead you in them and show you those things so that your life will turn out to be what it is supposed to be. You know, we can make choices. God, and honestly, I didn't intend to say any of this, but we'll just let the Lord have free way. We can make choices. God gave us the ability to make choices. I mean, we see that evident in the first people that ever lived on the earth, that God allowed them to make choices. But you know what? With the ability to make choices comes the responsibility that goes with those choices. And there's two kinds of choices that can be made. You can make a good choice and you can make a bad choice. And so we need God to guide us. We need God to direct us. You know, this verse that the Apostle Paul spoke here to the Philippians, when he said, "My God shall supply your every need according to His riches in glory," goes far beyond the things that He provides us with and supplies us with that are necessary in this temporal life. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond what I'm saying is it goes beyond the tangible material things that you and I stand in need of. And do you suppose that there is that chance that the things that you and I believe that we need and the things that God knows that we need are two different things? God's ways are not our ways, are they? His thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than our ways and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. And I think many times that what we get in our own mind as to what we perceive to be the things that we need are far different than those things that God knows that we need. God knows how to take your life and make it exactly what it needs to be. God knows how to do that. God knows how. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. And they are. God knows how to direct us. And I'll give you this friendly advice. It's worked for me. I believe it'll work for you. I believe it'll work for everybody. When you're seeking the will of God, when you don't know where to put your foot down next, when you don't know where to step next, just stay right where you're at until God shows you what to do. Don't step out on your own. Be patient. They that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Shall mess everything up? No. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. Those that wait before God in prayer, seeking the will of God, will get the answer as to what to do. Amen. Because God will hear and He will answer our prayers. Your every need. If we look at Matthew chapter 6, and I'm not going to go through all this and read all this, but in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, I'll share with you just a brief summary of what those verses teach us. In those verses, we're taught by Jesus that our Heavenly Father knows that you and I have need of food and drink. God knows that we have need of the things that are necessary in order to sustain our physical body. He knows that we need sustenance. Jesus taught us that in those verses. He knows that we need clothing to cover our body. We need what was called in the Bible, we need raiment. Jesus said to His disciples, your Heavenly Father knows that you need food, that you need drink, that you need raiment. And He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But Jesus wasn't telling them that that's all they need. I want you to keep in mind that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippian church, and he stressed and he said, God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. And friends, honestly, yes, we do need those things. I don't want to run around hungry. I don't want to go around, dehydrated because I don't have something to drink to hydrate my body. I don't want to run around without clothing. I mean, we don't want to live that way. We're not animals. We're human beings. We don't want to live like that. But you know what? There are things that you and I need today that are much greater than our physical needs. And I want you to know, if you're here today and you're lost, that the greatest need that you have is spiritual. You know, people, I'm afraid that people have got that so mixed up that they're so concerned about the physical needs. But listen, your greatest need is spiritual. You're never going to need anything more than you need salvation. Amen. Eternal life. If you are here today and you've never had that, that's the greatest need that you have. That's the greatest need that you're ever going to have. And that is what you need to be seeking after first. You need to seek after God and seek after His righteousness until you know that you have come to know Him in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. Jesus said in that same chapter, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, Jesus said this,
He said that that the Heavenly Father knows what things we need before we ask Him. He knows. But, you know, when we pray, we need to seek the will of God. It will hinder our prayers if we get everything in mind. You know, the things that we need to ask God to show us what we need. What we really need, because our needs, and I think that we all understand this, our needs and our wants can easily get wrapped up together. The things that we think that we need are often just the things that we're wanting. Just the things that we're lusting after, things that we're coveting after. Did you know, and I'm sure that you do, and it's been said many times lately, but we have lived in a nation where people have been blessed in many ways. But did you know today that in order for us to live, in order for us to continue from day to day, in order for us to do the things that we're here to do, did you know that we have so much more in our possession, and we have so much more even material things than what we really need to get the job done? I mean, we've got a lot more than what we need to actually make it through life. The Apostle Paul wrote about this extensively. He wrote extensively about this subject. He wrote to Timothy, and he told Timothy, if you have food and raiment, be content. If you've got the base needs of life, be content with that. Because is that not what God promised us? He promised to us what we need, not what we would covet after. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're living right now in a nation. I mean, that seems like that's all I've heard about the last couple of weeks. We are living right now in a nation that seems to be scared to death about the economy. Just worried to death about, you know, what's going to happen. Well, listen, I'll tell you one thing for sure. We have a lot more than what we need. I mean, you can believe it or not believe it. You can like it or not like it. But we have in this country, we are living far above what we need to go through life. Brother Wheat, just a little while ago in his testimony, let's go back a couple of thousand years and find the state of the children of God at that time. Let's see what the state of Peter and John was that day that they went there to the temple, and that lame man was laying there, and he began to ask them for an alms. And Peter's answer was, silver and gold have I none. I mean, here was this apostle, this man that was chosen of God to be an apostle, and he was walking around and he had nothing on him. He didn't have any silver. He didn't have any gold. He didn't have any money. But I'll tell you what, he sure had something to give to that poor lame man, didn't he? He sure did. You know, sometimes we have people that ask for silver and gold, and you know what we do? I found myself being guilty of this, and I think if you're honest and admit it, you probably have too. Somebody asks us, and we give them a little bit of the silver or gold and send them on their way. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be taking advantage of those times to share with them something that's better than silver, something that's better than gold, and to let them know about Jesus and what He's able to do for them. Well, take the time to do that. I told you that we've spoiled ourselves. I still believe that. That we have spoiled ourselves. But God knows what we need. I'm telling you today, friend, He knows what you need. We say, I need this and I need that. And you know, the funny thing is that the more that people get, and you think about it, when the Apostle Paul said, wrote to Timothy and said, if you have food and raiment, be content. You know what? It seems to me in people I have talked to, people that are still living today that went through some very hard times in this nation, much harder times than what we are facing now, and stories that they share with me, it seems to me that that's an easier accomplishment for people to be content with food and raiment when they have the base necessities of life. It seems like there was a contentment that existed among people that was far greater than the contentment that exists among us today when we have so much. Why is that? The more we get, the more we want. We keep saying, you know what? Oh, they come out with something brand new, and I mean, it's shiny and it does neat things, and it, you know, we look at that and we think, what's such a neat invention? What a great invention. Boy, I gotta have me one of those. I think if somebody invented the electric dog polisher, somebody would buy it, don't you? They would. Somebody would say, you know what? I have got to have me one of those. I've got to have that electric thing to polish my dog with. I think people would flock out and buy it. We need to learn to be happy with nothing more than what we need. That's easy to preach, harder to do, isn't it? But God knows our needs. He knows our spiritual needs. He knows our natural needs. And you know what? When I have, every time in this life, when I have truly needed something, I mean, when I was truly in need, God has never failed me. If I will go to Him with my needs, I mean, He already knows them before I ask them, but if I will truly go to God with my needs, I have found that God will supply my needs. I can tell you some wonderful stories about that, and I would love to do that sometime, where I knew that God was hearing my prayer and supplying my need, giving me what I needed. And there's a happiness and a contentment there that's better than you going out and spending millions of dollars on what you want when God supplies your needs. In Hebrews chapter 4:16, you see, we think of, I'm afraid oftentimes when we think of this verse, we think about God supplying our needs, and we think of God giving us something that'll make us happy, that'll be favorable. But you know what? God knows and will supply our every need. Our every need. And you know, oftentimes the things that God gives to us that we are in need of are not always pleasant, are they? They're not always pleasant. Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not. I'll tell you what, it wasn't a pleasant thing for me to go through conviction of sin. It hurt. I mean, it caused me pain, but God knew that I needed that. And friends, listen, before you ever come to the Lord and repent of your sins, you'll be convicted of your sins. It's got to be that way. I think oftentimes of what David said when he said before he found salvation, what did he find? He found trouble and sorrow. But you know what? He needed that, didn't he? He needed that in order to cause him to turn to the Lord. He needed to see himself as a sinner. Amen. He needed that trouble. He needed that sorrow. God knows how to supply our needs. And you know what? Sometimes He does it through trials. You believe that God gives you trials? Well, He does. The Bible talks about the trying of our faith, how precious that it is. It's more precious than gold or silver. In Hebrews 4:16, it says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." If that is the case, and it is, God's word is true, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and we can find this grace and obtain this mercy to help us in time of need, then isn't us being in need one of our needs? Those times of need that we have are something that we need. We need to go through those things. You know, we would never learn what it's like to be on the mountain if we didn't walk through the valley. We would never learn how that the grace of God can supply our every need and give us mercy if we didn't have that need in the first place. So, you know what? If you're going through trials, thank God for it. He's going to show you something. Now, there are things that we can bring up on ourselves, and I realize that we can suffer, as the Apostle Peter wrote, we can suffer as evildoers, and that shouldn't be the case. We shouldn't be suffering as Christian people. He said, "Let none of you suffer as a murderer or an evildoer or these other things, but if any man suffer as a Christian, let him glorify God in this." Now, I don't know how, Brother Wheat, went all the way from 1 Kings 10 this morning over to the Roman letter and got on my scriptures, but he did it. Romans chapter 5, consider these three verses. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we by faith we have access into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, not only do we rejoice in hope of the glory of God, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." And in Hebrews 10:36, it says, "Ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." You see, it's not just the food. When we sit down, when we see that piping hot meal and we thank God for it and it tastes good to us, or what we have to drink, or you know, to thank the Lord for these pretty clothes that we have on. It's not always just favorable things that we need. We have need of patience, and through patience, we learn patience through the trials that we face, the troubles that come, the tribulation that comes in our life. We need it because it teaches us to have patience. You may have heard the story about the person one time that went to their pastor and said, "I need your prayers, Pastor. I just don't have any patience." And the pastor just got right down in front of them and started praying that they would have troubles. "Lord, send troubles upon this person. Send trials upon this person." And that person said, "Pastor, why are you praying that way?" And he said, "Because you wanted patience, and the Bible says that tribulation brings it." Tribulation works patience. We've got to go through some things, don't we? I've learned more. And I know that there's so many of you here today that know what I'm talking about. I have learned more about God down in the valley than I've ever learned on the mountain. I've learned more about God in my lowest estates than I have ever learned any other way. I have learned in time of great need. Have you ever been hungry? I'm not talking about point there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon between lunch and supper where you. I'm talking about, have you ever been hungry? I have. I don't mean that in a boastful way at all. I mean, it's just a matter of fact. I've been hungry.
There have been situations in my life where I've been hungry, really didn't know what to do about it. Prayed about it. Have you ever had to pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread? But I have found out that God can supply your every need. And He will. God will take care of His children. You can rest assured that God will take care of His children. No matter what happens, no matter how things become, no matter what the state of the economy is or whatever happens, you can be sure that God will take care of His children. He will. He'll take care of us. He will supply our every need according to His riches and glory by Jesus Christ. My God shall supply all your needs. You believe that? I hope that you not only believe it, but that you trust it. Because He will certainly do it. Whatever it is, natural, spiritual, emotional, whatever it is, whatever your need, God will supply it. I mean, if you'll truly look to Him and truly trust Him for it, God will supply your every need. He'll give you grace that will help you to make it through things that you'd never dreamed you'd be able to get through. His grace is sufficient for every trial that we face. That's my thoughts to you today. I hope that they've helped you in some way. It helped me to study it and to be reminded of these things. Anybody have a word? We're going to have the benediction, and we're going to ask whoever prays the benediction to ask the blessing on the food. And then we're going to stay up here, and Brother Ronnie, if you would, just lead us in a couple songs, because the ladies need a few minutes to go down and to get everything ready for the meal. So if there's nothing further on your hearts, please stand, if you would. And I'd like to ask Brother Jimmy Thompson today to dismiss us and ask the blessing on the food.